It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The long war in Iraq has been particularly hard on that country's health care system. Thousands of doctors are among the many professionals who fled Iraq. Many of them face threats of kidnapping, extortion, or murder. Iraq's health ministry is luring some of those doctors back by promising to pay them well and to protect them. For many, now settled in safer places, that's not incentive enough. NPR's Corey Flintoff begins his story at one big hospital in Baghdad.
There was a time when Baghdad's main hospital was reputed to be the biggest and best in the Arab world. After the American invasion, there was a time when this hospital was looted of vital equipment, and the more than 1,000 beds here were filled exclusively with casualties from bombings and gunfire in the city streets. Now, the hospital is struggling to return to its original mission, but its hallways are packed with patients waiting for an overworked staff of doctors to attend to them. Few people who remained here during the worst period in 2006 and 7 blame their colleagues who left. The situation was hellish, says Haider Sahib, a 21-year-old physician's assistant in the hospital's emergency room. So bad that healthcare workers were sometimes returned to the ER as patients or corpses.
My two colleagues, God bless their souls, had just finished their overnight duty, and on the way home, they were both shot dead. So very shortly after they left, their bodies were returned to the same emergency room where they'd been taking care of people.
Sahib is now tending to an elderly man with a cut finger, a patient who never even would have been admitted to the hospital in the bad days. Dr. Hamza Abdullah Saleh, the chief of the hospital, was here through the violent times. He says he couldn't think of leaving.
I've been born in this country. I've been graduated from this university, from this medical college. I spent my life. I have a long, a deep root in this country.
Dr. Saleh is a trim, white-haired man of 63 who's followed by an entourage of medical students because this is a teaching hospital connected to the Baghdad Medical College. He says despite the new crop of doctors, the need for seasoned specialists is great.
We need actually a lot. If you ask me, nearly more than 15,000 of Iraqi doctors being fled out during after the fall.
The health ministry says some doctors have started to return, as many as 800 over the past 2 months. Saleh says the government is making it as easy as possible for doctors to return, putting them back on the payroll in as little as a week.
And you can work, because I have 2,000 to 3,000 patients come to this hospital every day.
Many of the thousands of doctors who left Iraq found work in surrounding countries, Jordan, Syria, or the wealthy states of the Persian Gulf. But hundreds simply moved to a safer part of Iraq, the Kurdish region in the north. Dr. A.O. Yunus, the Minister of Health for the Kurdistan region, says his government welcomed doctors from Baghdad, partly for humanitarian reasons and partly to serve a need.
The interest for us was we had some extra doctors to serve the community on one hand, and also we had some specialists, which we didn't have here before.
One specialist who accepted the Kurds' invitation is Dr. Nabil Hasu, an interventional cardiologist who graduated from the Baghdad Medical College and later became one of its best-regarded professors. He said he and his family were living in Syria when the Kurdish government made him a tempting offer.
They told me, if you want to come, you are welcome. Oh, so on that invitation, I came to Erbil, Kurdistan, and we started in the project of building a cardiovascular hospital, which took us about 2 years.
Hasu says he faced additional harassment in Baghdad because he's a Christian. Now, in his early 60s, he sees no possibility of returning.
I don't feel that I am going to Baghdad, not in the near future, not in the next 10 years. I have nothing left there in Baghdad.
For now, at least, the main hope for restoring Baghdad's medical community seems to lie with the student doctors who make rounds with Dr. Saleh at the city's major hospital. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Baghdad.